From JWH Journal. Markowitz's views on diversification are clear. If you're trying to reduce the volatility or uncertainty of your portfolio as a whole, then you need more than one security. This seems obvious, but you also need securities which don't go up and down together. It turns out you don't need hundreds and hundreds of securities. Much of the effective diversification comes with 20 or 30 well-selected securities. Unfortunately, recent research studies suggest that investors are under-diversified in a variety of financial instruments. In spite of all the talk concerning diversification in the financial press, it seems that investors are aware of the concept but only use simple or naive approaches to diversification. For example, they may not have even given appropriate weight to the correlation among stocks. According to three different research studies, there seems to be under-diversification in individual brokerage accounts, defined contribution pension plans, and 401k plans. Do investors have diversified portfolios? The answer is no. The researchers found that the vast majority of investors under-diversified as measured by the simple rule of holding a minimum number of stocks. While it may be expected that smaller-sized portfolios would be less diversified, the researchers also found that larger portfolios with more stocks do not have an appreciable difference in the average correlation across the stocks. There is little evidence that investors with large portfolios have any better or superior skills at diversifying portfolio risk than smaller investors. The average correlation among stocks in the larger portfolios is not much different than the average correlation of the smaller investors. The only diversification value comes from the number of stocks in the portfolio. A number of studies have shown that the number of stocks needed to provide adequate diversification are anywhere from 10 to 30. Yet the sample of investors in this National Bureau of Economic Research shows only 10% of the sample report had even that level of diversification. The authors suggest some behavioral reasons for this lack of diversification. There is the possibility that investors have the illusion of control, whereby they overinvest in areas which they believe they understand or with which they are familiar. Certainly, this may explain why correlations within portfolios may be high. For more information, go to www.turtletrader.com.